Okay, today we come to the book of 2 Chronicles, and we are in chapter 35. 2 Chronicles 35, Lord, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. This is our second to last study. Study number 28 in 2 Chronicles. It says, Josiah celebrated the Passover to the Lord in Jerusalem, and the Passover lamb was slaughtered on the 14th day of the first month. Josiah kept the Passover. It was part of the law of God, which he vowed to obey, as we saw last time. 2. He appointed the priests to their duties and encouraged them in the service of the Lord's temple. And the priests probably needed to be encouraged to minister the Passover because they were either out of practice, or maybe some of them never did it because it had been a long time since it was done, especially the right way. Verse 3. He said to the Levites who instructed all Israel and who had been consecrated to the Lord, put the sacred ark in the temple that Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, built. It is not to be carried about on your shoulders. Now serve the Lord your God and his people Israel. It seems as if the Ark of the Covenant had been removed from the temple while the restoration of the temple was taking place. But now that they are ready to use the temple for the Passover, it must be put back in place. For prepare yourselves by families and your divisions, according to the directions written by David, king of Israel, and by his son Solomon. Josiah is overseeing everything, including the work of the priest. He is determined to do everything the Lord's way. He's going to make sure that everything is done the correct way. He knows that the nation is walking on thin ice with God the way it is. They don't need to do anything more wrong, that's for sure. 5. Stand in the holy place with a group of Levites for each subdivision of the families of your fellow countrymen, the lay people. Slaughter the Passover lambs, consecrate yourself, and prepare the lambs for your fellow countrymen, doing what the Lord commanded through Moses. And so the Levites were to purify themselves in order to offer the sacrifices, and they also had to instruct the people on how to observe the Passover correctly. 7. Josiah provided for all the lay people who were there a total of 30,000 sheep and goats for the Passover offerings, and also 3,000 cattle, all from the king's own possessions. And so Josiah put his money where his mouth was. He talked about serving God, and now he's paying to serve God. He demanded that the Passover be celebrated, and celebrated correctly, and then he donated thousands of animals for sacrificing as well. 8. His officials also contributed voluntarily to the people, and the priests and the Levites. Hilkiah, Zechariah, and Jehiel, the administrators of God's temple, gave the priests 2,600 Passover offerings and 300 cattle. The king's officials followed his godly and generous example. Verse 9. Also, Coneah, along with Shemaiah and Nathanael, his brothers, and Hashabiah, Jael, Jozabad, and the leaders of the Levites provided 5,000 Passover offerings and 500 head of cattle for the Levites. And it says in verse 10, the service was arranged, and the priests stood in their places with the Levites in their divisions as the king had ordered. Everyone knew what they had to do, and everyone was ready to do it. And it says in verse 11, the Passover lambs were slaughtered, and the priests sprinkled the blood handed to them while the Levites skinned the animals. And so the fathers, you know, from every home had to kill their own Passover lamb, and then the priest received the blood, and they applied the blood. Verse 12. They set aside the burnt offerings to give them to the subdivisions of the families of the people to offer to the Lord, as it is written in the book of Moses. They did the same with the cattle. So each family that took part in the Passover had to eat the animal that was sacrificed for their family. 13. They roasted the Passover animals over the fire as prescribed and boiled the holy offerings in pots, cauldrons, and pans and served them quickly to all the people. And this was hard work. The officials, the priests, the ministers, they worked very hard this day. They had to work fast and hard to feed all the people. 14. After this, they made preparations for themselves and for the priests, because the priests, the descendants of Aaron, were sacrificing the burnt offerings and the fat portions until nightfall. And so the Levites made preparations for themselves and for the Aaronic priests. The priests' top priority was to serve the people. After they were finished doing that, after they were finished taking care of all the people, then they started to take care of themselves as far as this Passover thing was concerned. 15. The musicians, the descendants of Asaph, were in the places prescribed by David: Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, the king's seer. The gatekeepers at each gate did not need to leave their posts because their fellow Levites made the preparations for them. And so all those who ministered in any way kept doing their part until evening, until everything was done. And then, when the people were finally all served, then the Levites served the ones who served the people. 16. So at that time, the entire service of the Lord was carried out for the celebration of the Passover and the offering of burnt offerings on the altar of the Lord, as King Josiah had ordered. The Israelites who were present celebrated the Passover at that time and observed the Feast of Unleavened Bread for 7 days. The Passover pointed to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, which paid for sins. The 7-day Feast of Unleavened Bread followed the Passover and pictured the life of the believer, which is to be lived without sin. 18. The Passover had not been observed like this in Israel since the days of the prophet Samuel, and none of the kings of Israel had ever celebrated such a Passover as did Josiah with the priests, the Levites, and all Judah and Israel who were with them, the people of Jerusalem. For the first time in probably centuries, the Passover was kept the proper way. 19. This Passover was celebrated in the 18th year of Josiah's reign. And so Josiah was 26 years old at the time of this Passover. And remember, he started really getting serious about God when he was 16. He had been reigning since he was a little boy of 8 years old. 20. After all this, when Josiah had set the temple in order, Necho, king of Egypt, went up to fight at Carchemish on the Euphrates, and Josiah marched out to meet him in battle. Now this war was not against Judah. It was between Egypt and Carchemish. Nevertheless, Josiah got involved. And verse 21, but Necho sent messengers to him, saying, "What quarrel is there between you and me, O king of Judah? It is not you I am attacking at this time, but the house with which I am at war. God has told me to hurry, so stop opposing God who is with me, or he will destroy you." And evidently, God had a reason for Egypt to attack Carchemish, and Josiah needed to mind his own business. Josiah, however, verse 22, would not turn away from him, but disguised himself to engage in battle. He would not listen to what Necho had said at God's command, but went to fight him on the plain of Megiddo. So, in essence, Josiah disobeyed God. Verse 23, archers shot King Josiah, and he told his officers, "Take me away, I am badly wounded." And the archers didn't know that they were shooting at Josiah because he was disguised. But nevertheless, he shouldn't have been there. It was not God's will for him to be there, and now look what happened. 24, so they took him out of his chariot, put him in the other chariot he had, and brought him to Jerusalem, where he died. And he was buried in the tombs of his fathers, and all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for him. Josiah, he had been a godly man, but he died because he suffered the consequences of disobeying the Lord. And there's an important lesson there for us, isn't there? To avoid the byproducts, the consequences of sin, we must persevere in doing what is right and quickly repent and quickly confess when we see that we're doing something wrong. 25. Jeremiah composed laments for Josiah, and to this day all the men and women singers commemorate Josiah in the laments. These became a tradition in Israel and are written in laments, in the laments. Well, Josiah was a godly king and a godly man, and he really was a breath of fresh air to the prophet Jeremiah, who really lived through some miserable kings in Israel. Jeremiah preached the word of God and got in trouble with the rest of Judah's kings from here on out, who were all very ungodly and very much unlike Josiah. 26. The other events of Josiah's reign and his acts of devotion, according to what is written in the law of the Lord, all the events from beginning to end are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. And so Josiah loved God, and he studied and he taught the word of God, and he was the last good king that Judah ever had. From this point on, it's going to be a quick downward slide to destruction for Judah until they are finally conquered by Babylon because of their sin. We'll pick it up in chapter 36, and we'll finish the book of 2 Chronicles next time. Until then, so long, everyone.